The Seventh Daughter contains scenes of realistic violence and graphic sexuality. It is intended for mature listeners.
Have you come seeking knowledge? Do you wish to know the truth? Allow me to show you. Close your eyes and follow the sound of my voice. Allow it to lead you further into the past. When I remove my blindfold, you may look into my eyes. Don't just look at them, look through them, and you will see what they have seen. And all my secrets will be revealed.
The Seventh Daughter.
Ladies decent?
Ha! You're asking these girls that question?
Speak for yourself, Joan. Come on in, Bax.
Well, don't let me interrupt. Just stopped by to say hello and introduce myself to the new girl. That was quite a number you danced tonight, Red. You really put it over.
Thank you, Mrs.
Miss. Baxter. But everyone calls me Bax for short. Joan ever tell you about me?
No, she hasn't.
Joan, I'm hurt. You see, I'm a talent spotter.
Oh, a talent spotter?
Yeah, sort of like an agent, only I don't take 20%.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I thought you might. Cigarette?
No, thank you. Gotta sing later.
She sings, too.
And how?
So what I do is discover promising talent and put them in contact with agents, producers, songwriters, and other people who appreciate fine talent when they see it.
Seen any fine talent lately?
Looking at some right now. Yes, indeed.
Well, I need to go get dressed for our next number.
Ah, don't mind me. One of the girls, you know?
Of course.
Get a load of her. One of the girls, she says.
What's your name, sweetie?
Trudy.
Glad to know you, Trudy. So, you interested in doing anything besides hoofing?
I told you, I sing.
What else?
I'm not going to be in the line forever. I'll break the leg sooner or later.
Let's break that, leg tonight. And maybe not the way you're thinking. You see, I have an opportunity. And the more I see of you, the more I realize you could be the right girl for the job.
What kind of a job? A
friend of mine is throwing a little party tonight.
Give her a break, Bax.
Nobody's talking to you, Joan. I'm merely extending an invitation. Nobody's twisting anybody's arm.
Yet.
What does she mean by that?
Don't mind her, Trudy. She's just jealous. I got her an audition once, only she didn't make the grade. That's why the sour grapes.
Screw yourself, Baxter.
You had your chance, Blondie. You see, the gentleman I'm representing has a yen for redheads. He can tolerate blondes, except those deceptive blondes with dark roots.
All right, curtain in two minutes. Let's get those hams and gams out where they belong, ladies.
Oh, listen, Trudy, I ain't gonna tell you what to do. You're a big girl. But if you go with Baxter here, singing and dancing will not be on the bill.
The truth is, the gentleman is something of a spiritualist. And he's looking for someone to provide him with inspiration.
Oh, like an artist model.
Exactly.
Will I get paid for coming?
Absolutely.
Trudy, shake a leg.
I gotta go.
Should I stick around?
Sure.
I'll have the car here at 11.
I'll be ready. Is this real silk?
The finest silk. He brought it back from China himself. No woman has ever worn this robe, Trudy. Yours are the only hips it has swaddled, the only breasts it has caressed.
Is this too much lip rouge?
It's what he wants. Here, drape these around your neck.
Are these real?
Rubies. I told you, his moon is rising in a new phase. Red is his color right now. Here, slide this onto your arm.
Beautiful. Is it a snake?
It is. And yes, it's real gold. Push it up a little higher. And for this arm...
A bird?
Mm-hmm. Now slip these onto your wrists. He likes to hear you when you move.
I think I have enough.
You can never have enough to suit his tastes. He will want you shimmering with gold, dripping with jewels.
Like so?
Mmm.
How do I look?
Like the scarlet whore herself. The mother of prostitutes and abominations.
What?
I'm flattering you, Trudy. Take the compliment.
So, what is it exactly that I'm supposed to do?
It's called a working.
Working?
A working. Like a ritual. You're not afraid of the spirit world, are you, Trudy?
The spirit world? I guess not.
Atta girl. Well, what we do here is called sex magic. So, what'll happen? He's going to take you into his room, admire you, and undress you. The air will be heavy with incense.
I don't think I should be doing this.
You know who Clive Marks is, don't you? The choreographer?
Oh, of course.
Like to meet him?
I'd do anything to meet Clive Marks.
Well, that's why I chose you for this assignment, my sweetness. Clive is a member of our little circle. When I laid eyes on you, I thought, how can I get this beautiful girl noticed by Clive Marks? And this is it. And it's not just Clive, but a number of big Broadway producers are in our group. Moving picture people, casting directors. It would be a shame if a girl with such promise should let old-fashioned prudery stand in the way of her dancing career. Is it only dancing you want to do, sweetness, or maybe acting?
Yes, both, either.
Well, think of this as a sort of audition. Show him you know how to take direction.
And what will he ask me to do?
He won't ask. He will tell you, and you will be expected to obey.
I'm sorry. Yes, I will.
You will allow yourself to be touched. He may wish to pose or manipulate your body, like a massage. And if he wants it, you will manipulate him. Do you understand?
I understand.
Right. And now, this is important. During it all, he will instruct you to hold a thought in your mind.
What kind of thought?
That's up to you. Think of something you desire, something big. Something almost beyond your imagination. Will you do that for me?
Yes, sir.
Good. Good, and I shall do the same. Tell me when you have something.
Yes, I do.
Then we'll begin.
Aren't you going to remove your mask?
Why? Does it frighten you?
A little.
Don't you think it suits me? I am positively ravenous.
I don't know how you're looking at me.
Ah.
I can't see your eyes and it makes me uncomfortable.
Reach up with your left hand and stroke the feathers of my head. Perhaps it will relax you.
It's fine. I'm fine.
Move your right foot further out, that's it. How does this feel, my dear? Give me your hand. Yes, that's right. That's right, just like that. Squeeze and relax. Now, concentrate, my dear. Hold the thought. Now, reach over and hand me the chalice.
The what?
The chalice, the cup, the gold cup.
Sorry.
Wait. Now, Just a moment now. You asked me what my intention was. Aren't you curious?
Your what?
My intention. The thought I'm holding in my mind while we perform the working.
What is it you want? More than anything?
The Virgin Mary.
I don't understand.
No, I don't suppose you do.
Please.
Concentrate, little songbird. Now, hold the cup. That's it. No.
I'm sorry.
No.
I didn't know what I was supposed to do.
You were supposed to do what I commanded you to do. What is so difficult about that? Baxter?
Yes, Lord?
This imbecile has spilt the elixir.
All right.
Send this inbred halfwit back to the barnyard where you found her.
Come on, you little fool. Incredible. You get an opportunity like that. Any chorus girl's dream, and you completely bungle it.
Why didn't you tell me about the cup? I didn't know.
There's plenty you don't know. For example, your dancing career is now officially over.
No! Don't say that!
When word gets around about this, you're finished.
Please, Vax, please, mister. Please, mister, give me a chance. I'll do anything you want.
You do realize, my dear, the interruption of a working is a very serious matter.
I know. And I'm sorry.
A girl might even be whipped for having done this. Would you agree, Baxter?
She certainly has it coming, Lord.
The cane, Baxter. Bring me the cane.
I will be done.
Yes. The interruption of a working might warrant a severe thrashing. Would you agree? What's her damn name?
Trudy, sir.
Ah, Trudy. Do you deserve a severe thrashing, Trudy? Don't look at her, look at me.
I can't see your eyes.
No, and you shall not. I'll ask you again. Do you deserve a severe thrashing, Trudy?
Yes.
Yes. She knows she does. Well, I shall not give you one.
Sir?
No. I could never lift my hand in violence towards a woman. It would be ungentlemanly.
Thank you, sir. Lord.
It wouldn't be right for me to inflame the freckles sprinkled across such delicate shoulders. So I will ask Baxter if she would do the honors.
Nothing would give me greater pleasure, my lord.
Wait. I don't understand.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful. And I shall just remain perched here on my armchair and observe to be sure the punishment is properly administered.
Thank you, my lord, for entrusting me with such responsibility. Shall we say 7 strokes?
Oh, no. For interrupting a working, I prescribe no less than 10.
They will be done.
Can I?
Yes?
May I still hold in my mind the thing I wish for?
Ah, she is a clever one after all. Perhaps there may be a more permanent spot for you in our little circle. Hold that thought, yes?
Yes.
And may your wildest dream come true.
I think there is still hope for her redemption.
Yes, I agree. Carry on, Baxter. Allow Trudy's personal reformation to commence.
Step lively. Come along, Pearl. It's this way.
Wow. What is this place?
What does it look like?
I don't know. I've never seen anything like it. Paradise Park.
You'll get a better look from the inside.
We're going in? Is that a roller coaster? It's gorgeous. It's making me dizzy just to look at it. Have you ever been on one?
Not on your life.
What about that? Oh my gracious. Rose!
Try to keep up.
Pivots, cubies, chalk statues, pillows, and pipes. Give it a try, sweetheart. Come on. First toss is on the horse.
Step right up, step right up. Nicola throws three tries for a dime. Everyone wins. Everyone gets a prize. You simply cannot lose. And it's
exhibited inside this.
Nah, brother, when she starts with only four veils, then there's a lot more to see. Take it from me. Sultana, the Egyptian princess. Princes have crossed the desert to behold her voluptuous form. Ripe as a plum, soft as a peach, and oh boy, can she shake it. Come to the oasis.
Electro placed in an electric chair, and his body ignited with 1,000 volts of Edison's finest. See Prince El Ahmed the swordsman nail his assistant to a cross with blades of steel. Here at the Paradise Palace of Mystery. Hiya, Rose.
Just fine, Wally. Is Aggie inside?
Sure. Go on through.
Stay close to me.
You see the clairvoyance table? Go sit down. Show her your palm. See what she can divine from the lines in your hand.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll stay back here so she doesn't see me.
Do so. But as you can see in here, it is solid iron.
Are you seeking guidance, my girl?
Yes.
Where shall we look, eh? Your past, your present, or your future?
Lately I've been bothered by a sense of dread, and I don't know its cause, and I hoped you might be able to help me.
Together we will set things right. If you will make an offering in this box, I will read what is written in the constellation of your paw. That's fine. Let me see now. Nice, soft hands. Someone who...
What is it, madam?
Who sent you?
What?
Do you have any idea what would happen if someone found you here? Get out!
I only wanted my palm.
Get out! And if you know what's good for you, you will never come back.
Bravo, Agnes. Your vision is keen as ever. Pandora, will you kindly step outside for a moment and allow us to negotiate?
Yes, ma'am.
Rose, why in God's name have you brought her here?
Professional consultation.
No, Rose. No.
Agnes, you've got nothing to worry about. Once you talk to her, you'll
you
see
just
that...
You brought her here in broad daylight.
Who's watching, Aggie?
You know who's watching.
We're nobodies, Agnes. Nobody's heard of her. Nobody remembers me.
Yeah, well, some people have better memories than you realize. Besides, I've heard of her.
You have? Really? How?
Word gets around. Wipe that smile off your face. You think this is a game?
It is. And with your help, we're going to checkmate a certain someone.
You're mad.
Oh, I have good reason to be mad, don't I?
You couldn't just leave her hidden.
A girl has a right to live.
But you have no right to put her in danger.
I've trained her well.
I can only imagine the damage you've done to her.
You can see for yourself she is well. But we have come to the limit of my abilities. She needs advanced instruction.
No good can come of this, Rose. The best thing you can do for that girl is to send her far away, where she can start a new life. And never know the things we know. And never know us.
Pandora, come out and meet your tutor, Agnes. This is Pandora, the seventh daughter. Look deeply into her eyes, Agnes. Where have you seen eyes like those before, huh? Agnes?
It's not merely illusions Agnes will teach you, but skills for survival in a world of lechers predators, would-be saviors, men who feel it is their privilege to put their hands on a woman.
Some men feel it is their privilege to search a woman thoroughly before a performance, to ensure that she is not hiding anything.
How thoroughly?
They are limited only by their modesty.
I have yet to find a modest one in the bunch.
They will remove your hairpins and combs. You will undress and wear robes which they provide.
What will they be searching me for?
Tools of the trade.
If they search me that thoroughly, where could I possibly hide something?
A capsule identical to this one was owned by your mother. I had them machined myself, so they're manufactured.
Wait! You knew my mother?
The outside is perfectly smooth and it locks tight. The grooves are on the inside. You can learn to open it with one hand and fill it with whatever you wish to hide. In this case, cotton wool, horse hair, rolled pieces of paper. They will not examine the contents of your stomach until after a sitting. And if they did pump your stomach before, a skilled practitioner could hold the capsule in her cheek.
I'm supposed to hold that in my mouth?
No. You swallow it. They examine your mouth. Once inside the cabinet, you cough it up.
There's no way I can swallow that.
No. But I will teach you. You will learn in small steps. You will begin with something the size of your small toe.
I can't make myself vomit. And if I did, there
you
would be a mess.
You will learn, Pearl. Just like I did. Just like your mother did.
They may seem like parlor tricks, but master these skills, learn to use them to your advantage, and you'll never go hungry.
It looks silly in the light of day. A thick rope of cotton wool, a scrap of netting. The secret is in the way you present it, the way you reveal it. Tease it out before their eyes in such a way that they cannot believe what they are seeing. In the dark, in the dim red lamplight, choking them with the smell of incense, ethereal music playing, our voices lulling them into a trance, and then they see it. A cloud of thick, shapeless substance pushing its way out of your nostrils. Then you lean forward, open your mouth. Of this otherworldly teleplasm oozes out and lowers itself into your lap. When they see it, they will be too afraid to speak. If we do it right, they will be completely awestruck. And you have to keep them that way throughout the seance. Never give them a moment to think, to wonder how you achieved this illusion. Watch their faces. Keep them in the state of constant rapture. That's it. That's it. Think of it like a puppet. Don't just move it. Allow it to come alive. Every spirit must have its own personality, so you can react to it. Coo at it as if it were a baby.
Shh, don't be frightened.
Let the little spirit be shy or maybe angry or stricken with grief.
I'll protect you. I just want to look at you. See how beautiful you are.
You're not just unstuffing a wad of teleplasm. You're bringing a fragile creature to life, allowing it to breathe.
You are beautiful. Just waiting for someone to love you.
Good. Good.
No matter how clever you are, how dexterous you become, there are other tools of the trade with which you must become acquainted. When it comes time to confront Corbeau, you will need weapons. This is a widow's dress.
A dress?
You may not be a widow when you put it on, but by the time you take it off, yes.
We'll have one fitted, just for you.
This button here, the black one, see? It is attached to a wire that runs around the waistline of the bodice. You can't see it because it's inside the seam. But if you pull this button, the wire slides out. Someone could search your clothing and never find it.
What is the wire for?
It is a garrote. A means of strangulation. Pull it tightly and the victim won't be able to get their fingers under it without cutting their neck to ribbons. This is a whalebone corset. Above each of the stays is a small opening so you can push the whalebones out. Only instead of bone, it is metal.
It's a knife?
More of a dagger, really, for stabbing. The knives are further around the side, only sharpened on one side, serrated. Feel it.
Oh, I feel it.
It can be used as a saw, hardened enough to cut through most metals. And then, from the seam underneath, pull the pearl bead. Right there. That's it. Hat pins. 6 of them.
This is also...
terrifying, I know.
Wonderful, I was going to say. Why would a woman have a dress like this? Who is it designed for?
It was more common than you might imagine. I suppose one Matahari or another might have worn one, but it was usually just a woman living without the protection of a man. A woman traveling in an unfriendly country without a reliable guide.
It isn't much, no match for the revolvers that so many men carry these days, but a widow's dress can be just as deadly.
All you will have are blades, wires, needles. But for someone like you,
you can become the very personification of death.
You don't worry enough. Come out to the boathouse. All the gang will be there. We'll have you home by midnight. We'll be lucky if we get there before sunrise. Hey, watch out!
Catch! Hang on! Are you okay, baby?
What was that?
Looked like a ghost or something.
Did we hit her?
No. I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure we didn't. Did we?
We gotta go make sure she's okay.
What?
You have to.
I have to.
Fine, I'll go.
We don't even know if she was real. No, wait, I'll go. Just give me a second. I don't see anything.
That's because it's dark. Come on.
I'm going, okay? I'm going. I'm sure it was nothing, Constance.
Just a little further.
Connie, there's no one out
here.
We
both saw her, Duke. You know it.
Hello?
I hear something. It's coming from over there in the ravine.
Anybody there?
Are you hurt?
Sounds like a hurt animal or something.
Can you hear us?
He destroyed me!
Oh, jeez.
I took my gift to
it's
him.
Okay,
I
lady, it's okay, lady. It's okay. We thought you were
and
a ghost.
I turned my back.
Come on, come
on,
come on with us. We'll take you back to town.
And allowed myself to be corrupted. I am going to Zoar.
Zoar? Where's that?
I have been to Sodom. I have seen Gomorrah, and I have allowed myself to be corrupted by the sin and the sacrilege upon which they feast.
It's okay, lady. Just take
the
it
Lord
easy.
The Lord shall rain upon
take
Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and I shall not be there to witness.
Duke,
he shall overthrow those cities and
it's
all
Sister
the plains,
Evangeline.
All the inhabitants of the cities and that which grows upon
she
the ground.
She disappeared 3 weeks ago.
He
has
brought
kidnapped.
The curse of the Lord
I
upon
know, maybe,
this
maybe
land.
Maybe there's some kind of reward.
And the fearful, the unbelieving, and the
maybe she got away from the kidnappers and they're looking for her now.
Jeez, you're right.
Fire and brimstone, there shall be the second
come
death,
on, lady.
And may God show no mercy upon
us, okay?
Them. Where are you taking?
We're going back to Steel City.
No, I won't go there. The wrath of God is going to descend upon that place, and I am the one who brought it. It's all my fault. I was the Holy One, the earthly delegate of our Lord and Savior, and I betrayed him.
No. Come on, get up from there. You'll be all
I
right.
I betrayed all of them.
We need to take her to a doctor.
A doctor? Come on, Constance, not
we
now.
We have to help her.
Hear my confession and forgive my transgression and allow me to die.
Nobody's gonna die. We're just gonna take you to a hospital or something.
Oh, God, forgive me. I listened.
Duke, go back up the car and we'll load her in the back.
Sure, whatever you say.
Horoscope, not from the celestial bodies, but the glowing embers of hell. A constellation of filth and sacrilege. And I accepted my place. I wouldn't have done it. They gave me something to drink. I was drugged, I'm sure of it, because I never would have done it.
All right, here's the car.
Not for all the money
in
the world.
Just get her inside, come on.
Not for all the power
come on,
under
lady,
the
just
sun.
Relax. You'll feel better, I promise.
No, get your hands off me. I haven't finished my confession.
Okay, you can confess in the car. Or better yet, we'll take you to the police if that's what you want.
No police.
Grab her other arm, will you, Connie?
I can't go with you. I can never go back.
Get out of the street. There's a truck coming.
Stop squirming and get in the car.
Hurry, Duke. He doesn't see us.
No. I'm trying, but she won't.
I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Okay, good. All right, good. All right, fine. You had us worried there for a second.
Hands, I commend my spirit.
Hold her. Jesus, help her.
Did you see? I didn't. She just ran out into the street.
I must now replace my blindfold. As my vision begins to fade, your own senses will gradually return. Return to the warmth and the light of your own reality.
The Seventh Daughter is a production of iHeartRadio, written and directed by Brett Wood. Recorded and mixed by Rob Gow. Featuring Minka Wiltz as Rose, Elizabeth Hunter as Pearl, and Kevin Godley as Corbeau.
There. You may now open your eyes.